Here we go. So, here we go. Let's start first. All right.
Put your leg in the car.
Shut the fuck up and give me my phone!
Give me my phone.
Give
me my phone. Are you retarded? Do you not know how to put a phone in my hand? Like, are you that slow? Do I need to show this video to the new Secretary of State?
Put your legs in the car.
I don't fucking believe shit you...
To the new Secretary of State. What the fuck? Yo, she's fucking crazy. Yo, she's crazy, bro.
I can say, you're just a white privilege up who keeps...
White privilege. How long can we say that before that's going to lose its luster? White privilege cop.
Sing so I can do what the fuck you want, but the second I do what the fuck you want, you're just gonna close the fucking door and walk away. Cause I'm not fucking retarded, and I know the how the fuck you work. Cause you are all fucking stupid.
Please put your legs in the car.
Yeah, tell my mom tell me that shit. I don't give a fuck what you say, sweetheart. Cool, then she can tell me that when she get here, since you wanted to waste her fucking time to wake her the fuck up from her fucking hospital job to get her here. Now you can wait.
Can you bring that lady over here?
Is this booze or something more?
And tell her not to make the situation.
My mom, go get my mom now!
Go get my mom! Yo, I know people are losing it, but I think that people are also possessed. I feel like she's possessed.
Tell her to put her legs in the car.
Mom, you asked this last time. Why doesn't anybody fucking listen? I don't even know anybody. Why the fuck am I the only one in the car?
Just put your legs in the car.
I don't know, but just get in the car.
Well, no one wants to hurt you.
You're a liar!
She's crazy. I'm crazy, but these people are crazier. She is crazy.
You said that last time and I spent a week somewhere I didn't even want to be!
I know, okay. But it's not
going to
get better if we don't... Okay.
What the f*** is going to get better now? I'm confused! I spit on anybody who the f*** wanted to, and it wasn't you.
That's fucked up. If someone spits, that you spitting? Ooh. Ooh.
So shut the fuck up.
Just please put your legs in the car.
Close the fucking door. Give my mom the fucking phone, you retard.
Bet you have, you stupid bitch. Clean that, bitch.
Hurry the
fuck
up!
This is a demon. It's she's like a salamander. You're probably like, why am I, Jamie Kennedy, reacting to a 21-year-old brat? Because I'm just as fascinated by the world as you are. And I'm like, what? And I'm going to become a full-time online person. And this is part of it. And I just can't even. Is this pretty privilege? Is this drunk privilege? Is this drug privilege? Is this Gen Z delusion? What is this? Can someone tell me? Like, I've been arrested like twice, and trust me, didn't do this. What is this? Will someone tell me? Like, people are losing it. I'll tell you how much people are losing it. I was The other day, I was walking down. I was driving in Hollywood. It was about 7 a.m. And I saw a very pretty woman in front of Gelson's. Probably about 7:18 a.m. And she was just... And cars were slowing down, and she looked like she was clean. She was just in her own world, and she was naked. She had a very tiny thong on, which was topless, pretty much naked. And she just kept walking barefoot, walked towards Gelson's, 7:18 in the morning. My old house, after the third person walked up the hill, buck naked at 2 in the afternoon. I'm like, this is interesting. So there's something in the air.
No, fuck off, you fat fuck up!
God.
Shut the fuck up!
That's just
destroying
property.
Shut the fuck up! You stupid bitch! Shut the fuck up!
She probably has violent... You know what?
Stupid white cups.
In retard.
She's...
Hello. Hang on.
Can I please step out? Yeah, I'm doing fine. Can
guys, we'll try to hook up with her right
away. What would you like? Can I please step out?
Hang on, you got stuff on the floor.
Okay, it don't matter. Can I please step out now?
Are you,
Why are they so messed up? That's crazy. So I don't know if you know about this. I think I can speak on this more than a lot of people. Because, you know. And there's a lot to this story, so. It looks like this guy was a super fan of Doja Cat. And he met her and he hugged her and he literally took the shirt off of his back and gave it to her. And, she was really receptive, really sweet, completely looking like a little bit like old Doja now. Like she had gone through some things and now she's back to sweet Doja. Not that she was rude, but she just was a little dark energy for a little while. So it looked innocuous enough. And then she wrote some stuff. And then it came off as like mean. And then someone else did another video on him and said he does this a lot. So, I want to watch it, and I'm just going to kind of break it down with you.
She's the iconic girl.
Period! So, it's already he's going to get a jail-free card. I don't know. He saw her. Hot boys, kiss boys is on his shirt. It's Pride Month. Okay. He's filming it, so he's getting clout off a very... famous, very super hot singer at the moment. Like,
no, bitch, you deserve it.
Now, so far, she seems very, I mean, that's amazing acting if she's not in the way, because she looks very sweet, like, very much like she's really appreciative. That's what I get off of this. I don't think she's acting at all. I think she's actually, like, really sweet about it.
Literally, and if you ever want anything more, I got you, always.
Now, he puts his arm around her, which, you know, it's 2025, so, you know, it's like, you know, all right, you're already invading the space, but I'm a hugger, so I get it, but he's gay, so then you get him another, you lose a point for the arm, you gain a point because you're gay. Okay, now he's squeezing her a little hard. No, okay, she didn't ask for it, you gotta ask. So he's definitely in her space.
Happy Pride Month.
Then they hit her with the Pride Month, so don't get mad, girl. It's Pride Month. You know, we're gay, so we get a card.
Pablo.
Nice. Wait, he's holding her. Okay, he hugged her again. She hugged him. She's really sweet. Okay, then he kissed her. Okay, so from that video, first of all, not really many people can speak on this stuff. I can speak on it from many levels, from doing this for a long time. But I, you know, for 25, 27 years, meeting people, signing autographs, taking pictures. I didn't come famous in the new age of the internet. I didn't come famous in the new age of social media. I didn't come famous in the super new age of social media AI. I'm not a young, beautiful woman. I'm not a singer. I'm not black. I'm not a lot of things, you know? So it's like my perspective is going to be different than Doja Cat's. But she was super, super sweet. Super generous with her time, with her space. Super, she was just great. I mean, and I believed every minute of it. I think she was like, oh my God, this guy's sweet. I'm going to be sweet. Who knows? She might have met 1,500 people that night. Everyone's trying to get her picture. She can't walk down the street. Listen, I do this all the time with cons, and it's a different experience. And people are super respectful, and sometimes they'll hug you, and you just go with it. I don't care. But other people like will ask, can I hug you? I don't really ask to hug anyone. I just, you know, unless there's a moment and they're like this, and I'm, then okay, we'll hug, you know what I mean? But, you know, unless if I am going to hug them and I feel like, oh my God, I'm compelled to hug this person, I'll say, can I hug you? But they usually always ask. But some people don't, and it's fine. I don't like it when they hurt me, like someone can grab my neck awkwardly or whatever. So, but I don't know. She might have gotten grabbed awkward there. But she looked, whatever she did, she was super gracious, unbelievably gracious, minding her own business, probably coming out of a restaurant. And this fan, you know, loved her, gave the shirt. I mean, she took a dirty shirt, right? So how she came off is super sweet. He came off like a super fan. You know, did he cross the line? Yeah. But I mean, again, that happens to me a lot. I'm not a woman. I'm not black. I'm not a young singer. I'm not a young ingenue singer. So it's different. I get annoyed if sometimes people grab me, you know, men or women, if they grab me wrong. But if they're sweet about it, it doesn't hurt me. I don't care. But it's just like, you know, when you're half woke up and someone grabs your neck and pinches it in a ring, or, you know what I'm saying? But she was, I believe that interaction was totally cool. Now, I guess she tweeted after that. She said, bottom line is, I'll smile at you, but it doesn't mean I fuck with you, and don't touch me and manhandle me when you don't even fucking know me. Now, this is a far cry from the person in the video. Now, like I said, I've done that a lot where I smile and shit. I'm like, okay, get this person away from me. But she's the best actress I've seen in a long time, because she did not look that mad at all. And you have to be nice. The thing is that you have to be nice or people are going to call you an asshole. So she knows that. I don't know why she goes and tweets it later, not caring that she has to be nice. Or she just fucking got emotional and was like, you know what? Fuck that. I didn't like that interaction after I'm thinking about it. I'm tired. He smelled, whatever. And she goes, when you fuck, if you know, you know. I honestly think I need to stand up for myself in this moment sometimes. And he didn't even know my fucking name, to be touching me and kissing on my face like that is crazy. And I threw that musty ass shirt away, by the way. Okay, well, listen, I'm one of the people that when people say, well, you're famous, that's what you have to deal with. No, we don't. And everyone has their own lane. Doja has her own lane. Bieber has his own lane. Chris Evans has his own lane. You know, Property Brothers have their own lane. Jamie Kennedy has his own lane. Corey Feldman has his own lane. Everybody has their own lane. It's all different. So once we're off the clock and it's not a mandated thing, we don't have to do anything. She does not have to do anything. She doesn't even have to do anything when she's on the clock. She just has to be artist and promote her albums, whatever her deals is with her company. And again, and she's a woman, she's young, she's pretty, she's black. I mean, there's a lot of different variables that come into this in terms of like chill on her. You know what I mean? I'm an older dude, I'm white, I'm fucking scruffy. I'm more like, my public persona is a little bit more Jamie's, a little crazy, a little goofy. So people, I can't get mad if people come up to me and do shit because they know, they think I'm like that. She's more reserved than an ingenue, you know what I mean? But she's vocal. Anyway, I look like, to me, his intentions were sweet. He did cross the line with the physical shit. Didn't look like she mind. Didn't look like it bugged her then. But, you know, it's invasive for sure. He's gay, so you thought he would have got a little bit of a break there. It didn't seem like she gave it to him. Then throwing that shirt out saying that's musty as fuck. That's so fucking... I think that was too much. That's just like, come on, though. Don't be rude. But, you know, that's her feeling, and that's how she's allowed to do it. And so I'm saying how good of an actress she was to me because she looked like she was fine with it. I didn't... But it's her time. He doesn't have the right to do any of that. In a perfect world, he said, oh, my God, I love you. May I please just bug you for a picture? May I please put my arm on your shoulder? May I give you this shirt? You don't have to take it. I'm so sorry. May I hug you? He should have asked. He got caught up in the moment. And he's kissing on her. I mean, she's not wrong. But, you know, he didn't look. So and then he had a video. And so this is his reaction after he did that. He had a great time. She then tweeted that. Now this is his reaction.
Hi guys, I was just at a party and I got informed that Doja said some shit about me on Twitter. I just want to clear this up because it hurts, because I loved her. I've watched her at Coachella. I've never claimed to be the biggest fan, but I really stan her and I think what her work is amazing.
Oh, I guess he didn't know her name. That's fucked. That is kind of crazy.
I think it's crazy because she's the one at this event that was being so nice, and she pointed out my shirt, and I said, and I like that. And then when I went outside and she was outside, I was like, girl, you'd be the perfect girl for my Pride collection. And she said, what do you mean, what Pride collection? I said, oh, I released this t-shirt, blah blah blah, I'd love to give you one. She said, I'd want one right now. And I said, oh, I could give this one to you. She said, no way, you're not gonna give this to me. And that's when the video started, and she was being so sweet and amazing, and I thought that's what it was. And now, guys, she's on Twitter saying she threw that musty shirt away. She's saying that I didn't know her name, that I manhandled her, all this stuff. I understand, guys, if I was being, like, too nice or whatever, I will take full accountability. I'm gay. I would never want to make her feel uncomfortable. She's so iconic.
People love you now. We're iconic. There's a lot of icons now all of a sudden.
Only been saying the nicest things about her. She's the sweetest celebrity. She made me feel so seen. She said, Ami, I thought she was nice. I mean, I don't know what's going on. I don't know if this is for publicity or for whatever, guys, but I would have never wanted to make her uncomfortable. I would have never even... filmed if she didn't say yes, guys. That video that we filmed was after everything, and I don't want to be that guy that comes on emotional or whatever, but I feel like I'm always the butt of the joke. Like, why am I the punching bag, bro? Like, literally, like, nothing happened other than her, like...
I don't know who calls you the butt of the joke, bro. This is the first time we're meeting you. But he seems very sincere here.
My shirt, I offered it to give it to her. She doesn't have to keep it. She doesn't have to do whatever. But she was obviously down. Like, and I understand she has to set her boundaries. She's a celebrity. I'm not. I will never understand that. So I value that and I appreciate it, and I get that. But for me, guys, I'm a normal ass person that's at a bar, meets Doja Cat. I just released my clothing drop for Pride. And I just offered to give her one. And she said, oh, I want one right now. So I had the size. I was like, here, take it. I apologize if I did anything wrong at all.
Apologize.
But guys, I'm a human being too. And honestly, this just shows me, I guess, that maybe not everybody's who they show in person. I would have never said anything other than she's the sweetest girl ever. But I guess she went on a whole tweet rant about me. I never claimed to have it all laid out, to know what I'm doing. Like, I'm just at a bar, released a clothing drop. Doja was being very sweet to me. And also, guys, I know I didn't know her first name. I'm so sorry. I never claimed to be the biggest fan ever. I just respect her a lot for her work. I've listened to her music so many times. I met her 4.5 years ago at the VMAs, and I was, like, gagged. And I thought 4.5 years later,
I mean, look, so he looked very apologetic. He seemed very sweet. He seemed like he didn't want any issues. I guess maybe he was doing an event. I thought it was a random fan, so that adds a little bit, like, okay, can I get a picture of you with this shirt, please? It's his brand. That's free publicity off a multi-million dollar. That's a free ad campaign right there, multi-million dollar, if she promotes it with her millions and millions of followers. So, but he seems real sweet and sincere. So that's what happened so far. So it was normal interaction, a little invasive with the body space. Everybody has their own preferences, but she said she's totally correct. But it seemed fine. Then they went their separate ways. Then she got angry. Maybe she thought about it, tweeted some stuff, which was very reasonable. Throwing the musty-ass shirt away is a little dig, but, you know, I don't know what they said before, so maybe she felt used. That's a big thing. She felt, like, used for free publicity, and that's not good if he did that. And then he apologized. He looked very nice about it. So then I was done with it, and I just thought, listen, this happens. You're going to meet fans all the time. But now there's another video. So watch this one.
Kylie Jenner is calling out a TikToker, and here's why. It's King of Sunday.
Is that the guy?
Talk about it. This guy made a video claiming to be Kylie's Instacart driver. He said that he delivered pepperoni to Kylie Jenner's house for $12. Along with saying that he saw a river and went through.
That might not be him. Okay. It's not him. Anyway, it's very sweet when people do things, but just because you have a mood, a celebrity can have a bad day. I think it's just a misunderstanding, and so I hope they come together. Because I think it was sweet. I thought that guy then commented on that guy being a liar. It's an uncomfortable sitch.
You're an immigrant in this country.
Yeah.
Did you have a visceral reaction to what they're doing, what ICE is doing, when you see?
Not just an immigrant. He is a world-class immigrant, a world-class human. My friend told me this, who's a New Yorker, great actor, told me this 30 years ago, very successful writer and actor. He wrote in a lot of big movies, and he said, Arnold is a one-in-a-billion brain, and I agree with that. I agree that he's one of 8 people in this world. He represents a billion people. His story, what he did, 100% I'm on board. Even with the new way the world is, and some people may be CIA assets and all that stuff, I still believe Arnold achieved it one curl and one exhale at a time. I really do. I think he is an incredible one of the greatest lives lived. You can look in history. Conquering. Before we start this, I'm giving him the flowers that I can't even begin to give him because he's such a genius. The leaving of a small country, the bodybuilding, conquered till he was bored. Real estate, conquered. Not bored, but has a ton of it. Movie star, conquered. Politics, conquered. The next thing was president, and I would have voted for him. Now, since COVID and other stuff, he's done some things that I don't love. Maybe he was on the pick in the big dollar, but this is back to Arnold, who I know, who I love. But even if I didn't agree with a lot of his policies, he's such an insanely brilliant mind. And I know that, you know, he had sex with his maid and has his son, and there's some personal things there. And that's, you know what, man? You got Arnold. It ain't good. No one can be this perfect. Like, yeah, you get these magnanimous people, and then you're mad at other stuff. And it's like, you can't, Yeah, guy's an animal. A success animal. I don't know his personal life, but he literally is a Terminator. He terminates success. He will never fail. So there's certain beliefs I don't like now, but I think this is the real him. And I think maybe he was being pushed around by Big Pharma or something.
Videos of it?
Well, I tell you, you said that the immigrant, I'm so proud and happy that I was embraced.
Read his book, Education of a Bodybuilder. I think it's super effective in any era, but I think today, even though with all the wild shit, just get back to the basics of exercise, of how exercise can change your life, your mindset, just your mood, and how the Education of a Bodybuilder did so much. Get his book. It's an amazing, inspiring book, and it's an easy read.
By the American people like that. Mm-hmm. I mean, imagine they came over here with the age of 21.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
With absolutely nothing.
I think 19. I think you're being humble, Arnold. I think you were 19.
And then to create a career like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, in no other country in the world.
No.
Could you do that?
No.
Every single thing, if it's my bodybuilding career, if it's my acting career, becoming governor, the beautiful family that I've created, all of this is because of him.
He married a Kennedy. Like, you know, he was very calculated. I'm sure he loved her. I'm sure he does love her, but I'm sure there was a definite, like, oh, this is a good thing. I mean, listen, he's right. You can't do this in Crimea. I'm sorry. And the people that are out there fucking breaking bottles don't get it. Because they don't own anything. And they don't own anything because the system hates them. Or maybe it is rigged. And maybe it's fucked up. But maybe you got to work a little harder. And maybe it is different now. But you still can use that noggin of yours. And once you create something and own something and want to keep it nice, you'll want less destruction and you'll want more unity. That's what we're talking about here. This is incredible.
America.
That's true.
And so this is why I'm so.
I'm so over the View, man. I don't want to be too rude, but it's like, this is hags on display. I don't want to say hags. Witches. Look at these witches, man. And I like some of them, but these are witches. Look at that. They want to build a cauldron. They wanted to get him. And he ain't not towing the fucking line. And I love it.
Happy to see firsthand that this is the greatest country in the world, and this is the land of
opportunity. Yes. Yes.
And I think because I'm such a proud American and a proud immigrant that came to America, I was asked to do, on July 4th, a big speech, the keynote speech at Mount Vernon, where George Washington was made to rest, and where he lived and all that, to celebrate the 200.
I'm not even a patriot, but I am realize how lucky I am. You can say white male privilege, straight privilege, all that shit, which is, you know, there's truth to that for sure. I also have a good work ethic. I was lucky to have a good family. And obviously, they're not perfect, like no one's family is, but, you know, I had a familial unit, so I'm very fortunate, and they love me, you know, and so I am able to do successful things that no one knew anything about, but I did it because I figured it out and I got lucky, but I also figured it out. You can take as much as you want out of that. But being able to go around the world and do different things, I realize how lucky we have it even more. You really don't. If you haven't left this country, you got to kind of stop talking. And if you don't own property, you kind of have to stop talking. Or if you kind of don't pay into the system, you got to stop talking. If you work for fucking 50 hours a week and you're paying off a car and you're trying to buy a house or a condo and you're busting your balls and you're trying to do everything right and you're still getting screwed, then go crazy. But let's use rationale here.
50th anniversary of America, the existence of America, and I will be doing the speech that they asked me because I'm an immigrant and the people will be there will be 7,000 some people there. And there will be people that will be sworn in and will become citizens that day.
That's great.
So it's really a great
celebration.
See,
that's beautiful.
And this is what this is all about, is to celebrate people becoming Americans and coming to America and all that. And so I just think the world of the great kind of history that we have with immigrants in America.
History that we have.
But the key thing also is at the same time that we got to do things legal. That is the important thing, you know. So you got to do things legal, and those people that do.
That's all we're saying. It's got to be legal. That's all we're saying. There's some, everyone who's saying people are getting gas and all this stuff, I'm sure there's bad ways they're doing it, tackling people and stuff, okay? That's not great. If they're criminals and they're bad, you got to get them out. And if it happened to a good person, I'm sorry. That is terrible. But I'm sure there's other criminals and other people that aren't being tackled. They're not catching. So it's a messy situation. But we're going to, you know, we're trying to make an omelet here, okay? We're going to break a few eggs. It's going to happen.
Illegal things in America, and they're the foreigners. They are not smart. Because when you come to America, you're a guest.
So good.
And you have to behave like a guest.
Yes.
Like when I go to someone's house.
I love that he just said it. As a white man who's not from America, they are not smart. Fuck yes. Bro. It's kind of weird. I just had a vision of me, Jamie, reviewing Arnold, but then they are not smart. Well, I have to do his accent. If you come to America, I can't do it right now. I can't think of it. But I was thinking in Scream 2, I did it, Sarah Connor. And now I'm doing it, but not as Randy. I was me. But yet, I'm commenting not on the movie. I'm commenting on the man. This is Randy. This is meta. This whole thing is meta. You're a guest. It's so good. You're a guest. You're a guest.
And I'm a guest, then I will do everything I can to keep things clean and to make my bed.
Look at her.
To do everything.
Hands going on
there.
No, Arnold, please shut up.
Rather than committing a crime or being abusive or something like that. So that doesn't really work in this country. So I think the important thing is when you become an immigrant,
the witch claw.
To think about, okay, I go to America because I want to use America for the great opportunities 100%. That America has in education, in jobs, 100%. Creating a family, all of those 100%. Kind of things. Then you have
use
to
it.
Think about, okay, if I get all of those things from America, then I have to give something back. You have a responsibility as an immigrant to give back to America and to pay back to America and to go and do something for your community for no money whatsoever.
Spoken like a guy who came from a very small town that didn't have the opportunities that he's gotten in America. Brilliant. That's Arnold I know. That's the Arnold I love. Hardcore. Pull no punches. Do the fucking curl. Squat till you throw up. That's who raised me, his movies, his ethics. You know, my parents are like that. My mother was like that. You work hard, be a good person. I know a lot has changed. And I know there's a lot of hate on the boomers, and I'm a boomer kid, so I'm not a boomer, I'm a Gen X, and they're like, we're baby boomers in some ways. But I'm fucking cool with millennials, and I really like Gen Zs when they fucking aren't so weird and awkward. It's okay, Gen Z, you can talk to somebody and look in the eye. You don't have to wear those big headphones and avoid everyone. But come on, man. Come on, man. That's a real fucking dude right there. That's a man right there. He's a real man. And he's an immigrant. And he's made our... Look at how much he's brought to our culture, our country. Arnold Schwarzenegger. He's a name, the top 10 in the world of fame. Right? And he's a Schwarzenegger. Like, he's that... I can't do his voice now. I've lost it. But we wouldn't have the joys of certain movies, sayings, memes, gifts, beliefs. Fucking Arnold is the inventor. Jack LaLanne is, but you can argue that he is really, to me, he's the tipping point of fitness, physical fitness in this country. He is the reason people, he's the reason why gyms exist. 100%. He was the perfect poster boy. Venice Beach, Muscle Beach. He is that. And none of these women, and there's some legends in there. Whoopi is a legend. Joy is a legend. The rest are nice women, I'm sure, but they don't have the resume in the pop culture lexicon of the other two. So it's Arnold and it's Whoopi. Whoopi, you know Whoopi because you're a legend, that you know what a legend Arnold is. He just became bigger in my eyes again. I'm sorry I get mad at him during COVID. I don't like that he said stuff. I don't like that he was pushing the vax, but.
Arnold, don't forget there's a.
This is part two.
90% of the people who come here are trying to do the right thing.
They're less likely to commit crimes.
And it's the and a lot of what's happening right now is
90%? Where'd you get the statistic? Why is the other chick, literally you could say salt and she'll go pepper. Like, why can't she ever go, that's a good point. Can you ever see Sonny Houston ever say, good point, dude? Can you ever just say good fucking point? You're triggering me because I don't think you're like that. I actually think the producers like, Sonny, go against them. Like, they're really trying. Come on, man. You don't know that. There's a lot of bad people that are born here that are fucked up. We know that. But there's also a lot of bad people coming in. You know that.
People are getting snatched who shouldn't be snatched out of the country.
Let's see the videos.
People who have visas, people who have all those things. So
it's a messy situation. It's sad. That's terrible. So either we do nothing and just let everything be the way it is and just keep letting more and more immigrants, or we start cleaning up the mess. And through that, there's going to be some broken windows.
We want all the right people. We don't want people who are doing bad stuff.
But they are.
You're basically just mad at the way it's being done. It's just a little too not perfect for people. And I'm sorry. It's aggressive. But guess what? We got to clean it up. We have a big problem.
Less likely, right. Immigrants are much less likely to commit crimes in this country than right. Actually American-born so. Citizens.
Who the fuck said that? I need that stat checked. Immigrants are less likely to commit a crime in this country than American-born citizens. Someone stack that stat.
And the other thing I just wanted to...
Are you a pro-American at all, lady? Do you like anything about the country that allows you to be on TV every day and spout? And give you a house in the Hamptons?
Governor Newsom did not ask for the National Guard to come to, the federal government to come to California.
Great. He also didn't have water in the fucking fire hydrants. He's lost his credibility. It's time for the adults to enter the room. Sorry. Sorry, he got overridden by the big dog. Dude, the fire's not enough for you? Is the homeless situation where the money's misappropriate not enough for you? Or the riots in 2020 not enough for you? What the fuck? This cannot be real. This woman, and this is not a personal attack, is employed to piss people off. There's no way that they can sit there and go, Sonny, you're making a perfect point. Because why don't they have people on this show that fucking push back? God damn, it makes me mad. This is state-run TV, dude. But it can't be because Trump is state now, so he's got to change it. This show is not fair. Please, I beg of you, have me on. Tell me my segment. Give me the amount of time. Please. Please. Let's have the topics. And I need my rebuttal time before you go to a Tampax commercial.
To California. There are 9,000 local law enforcement officers in California.
Great.
Did he really? Every president has to say.
Wow.
Now, here's Dr. Phil. Now, when I do him, and Adam Ray does him, he does him like Dr. Phil. And when I do him, and I realize that it sounds like Hank Hill. And says, Bobby, because I've done an episode of King of the Hill, and I didn't realize until I was doing it that I sounded much more like Hank Hill than I do Dr. Phil. And then doing it with Adam Ray, when I was just being myself and I was watching him do it, I said, okay, he's Dr. Phil, and I'll sit over here. Well, that could be a good episode if I went on Dr. Phil Live again. And if I did it as Hank Hill, no, Bobby.
Let's see this.
Well, today we'll be speaking to the devil. It's okay to laugh at the play on words because there sure ain't nothing else funny about today's real story. It's actually sickening. Let me give you some headlines. Satanic Temple accuses Iowa officials of religious discrimination. More satanic protests planned for Kansas State House. Satanic Temple opens telehealth abortion clinic for Maine to secure satanic abortion ritual. Those are real headlines from the past few weeks from three different states. Now, this is the real test for free speech in America.
The First Amendment protects all speech. It protects lies.
That again? I got to see that again.
Let me give you some headlines. Satanic Temple accuses Iowa officials of religious discrimination. More satanic protests planned for Kansas State House. Satanic Temple opens telehealth abortion clinic for Maine to secure satanic abortion ritual.
What? Why am I talking about satanic shit? Because it's there. You could say satanic panic. That's crazy. Now, I heard about the groups being feeling like they're not heard because they want to worship Satan. And to be honest, if I'm going to be an absolutist and a common sense person, like I always preach, it would be hypocritical of me to not allow people to gather and worship Satan. It ain't my bag. I'd rather go fucking body surf or fucking go to the beach and have a burrito and be in the sun. I want positivity. But like I said before, I've met some satanic people, women, and they were actually pretty rational. I don't know what they do in their private life, though. But they're all in. I told one girl, take it off her phone, and she said no. And I said, take it off your phone, it's bad mojo. And she just laughed at me. But if you want to get together and do that in this country, I wouldn't recommend it. But how can you? I cannot say that you can't gather and worship the God of your choice. That one, okay? Now, the next one is satanic protests for Kansas State House. I don't know what that one is. And then Satanic Temple opens telehealth abortion clinic for me. Now, that's insane. Like, I have my takes on abortion. You've heard them. But to make it a satanic abortion ritual, then how can all the conspiracy theorists be called crazy and say, oh, you're using that for the placenta and the aborted fetuses to put into a serum to use the stem cell, all that? I mean, like, that's what it feels like. Or are you offering something to Moloch? Like, literally, like, it's in the news. So at this point, we got to stop saying that we're crazy and start saying, well, this is in the news. It's leaving the far corners of the internet and it's coming mainstream. And I just don't understand how you can be a person who's loving and does this. Okay.
For Maine to secure satanic abortion ritual.
Okay.
Those are real headlines from the past few weeks from three different states. Now, this is the real test for free speech in America.
Mm-hmm.
The First Amendment protects all speech. It protects lies. It protects, you know, it was passed not to protect convenient speech, but to protect the speech that nobody wants to hear.
If you're willing to stand up and fight for free speech of that which you find detestable, that which you find so offensive to your sensibilities, but yet you'll fight for their right to have free speech, then you're really a believer in the First Amendment.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's happening.
I mean, dude, I won't like it. I mean, they say you can't have hate speech, though. And you could argue this is worse than hate speech. But, you know, the right to gather.
Hey, I'm Dr. Z, and I'm a neurosurgeon. So that means long hours, early rounds, late nights, and everything in between. And through it all, I wear FIGS. Because they're built for what I do. Through the chaos, through the hours, and through whatever the day throws at me, they do their job so I can do mine. They're comfortable when it counts, and functional when I need them the most. So where do you wear your FIGS? On shift, on call, on the couch in the break room, listening to this podcast, wherever it is, they fit right in. And now listeners of this podcast can get 15% off their first order. Just head to wearfigs.com and use code FIGSRX at checkout. That's wearfigs.com, code FIGSRX.
Either the right to worship, that's the abortion one. The protest doesn't bother me. It's the abortion one. And again, people go crazy with the day after pill. I'm not that guy. Just to be clear, it is your body. It is your choice. But my take is, at some point, when is it two people's? So, you know, general rule of thumb is practice very safe sex. And if something happens, just take care of it in the first trimester. Is that unreasonable?
Happening here. Let's start by talking about Iowa. The Satanic Temple, Iowa, went to court because the state wouldn't let them use the Capitol building for a December holiday display.
The new civil rights complaint from the Satanic Temple of Iowa. This is the group that has put up displays like that one inside the state capitol in the past.
They said it was discrimination. Now, Iowa did allow a satanic display in 2023. It was an inverted pentagram.
Yeah, I don't want that shit. I know it's free speech and they have the right, but I'm going to fight against that one. Even though it's free speech, I'm going to do everything in my power not to let them display that. Because I believe that is bad energy, bad mojo, and I think it's summoning and it's witchcraft. That's what I believe. So I'm not trying to be a hypocrite. I mean, I am, I guess, but I don't want that. You can say it. I just don't want to be around it. You can't put that in the general facility where people that don't have your beliefs. If they do that, then they can put every religion in there. Then they can put the poo-poo monster in there and put a big statue of fucking dog shit and have people have to walk around it and it smells with flies. At what point what are we doing?
Poinsettias and a statue head of a horned deity. And
no.
Somebody destroyed it.
Yeah.
Surprise, surprise.
Yeah.
Iowa said enough and did not allow it this past holiday season, hence the court case.
We are Iowans, and we are simply seeking to exercise our right to freedom of religion.
The Satanic Temple.
Bro, come on, dude. You're a bad fucking stereotype. What's in his nose? Look at his mustache. He's being a rebel rouser. Come on, dude.
Of Iowa says the event intended for December last year was meant to be family friendly, with coloring sheets and a costume contest part of the activities.
Costume contest.
And it's not just Iowa. Satanic holiday displays are a thing, obviously trying to get people's goat. I know they sacrifice goats, but they're trying to get other people's goat.
The Minnesota Satanists recently put this up near the Capitol Rotunda.
I think that the display is poorly timed, and it was done on purpose to be an offense to Christians.
Minnesota allowed one in its state capitol this past December, a hanging pentagram and several small cranes. It was across the hall from the Capitol's Christmas tree. Now that's...
Of course Minnesota did it! I'm starting to think Minnesota is the portal and the entryway into H-E double hockey stick. I really am. I really fucking am. That place is a cauldron. I like the good people that came out of it. But man, it's literally run by fucking Moloch and his peeps. Here's what the best things that ever come out of Minnesota are Nick Swartzen, Prince, Josh Hartnett, Josh Duhamel. He might be South Dakota. And Fran Tarkenton. If I leave anybody out, DM me. And Jason from The Jason Show. But come on, man. The place is weird. Can we just admit that? I really liked shooting there. the movie I did. I really like doing the comedy there. But can we just admit it? There's some weird shit there.
The satanic display was also vandalized. And according to Minnesota Satanists, the display symbolizes rebirth, empowerment, and self-determination. So you read that on a sheet of paper and it sounds like, hey, sounds pretty good, right? Rebirth, empowerment, and self-determination. That's a bunch of BS.
I agree.
The only reason they're doing this is to jack with people, to mock Christmas and Hanukkah and the First Amendment.
100%, Phil, I agree with you. And that's part of the belief system, to mock and invert Christianity and other religions. And again, I'm not speaking as a Christian or any other person. I'm speaking as just a person who's observing it. I don't subscribe to any organized religion. I subscribe to beliefs. And so, but I will say there are people out there that truly do believe that. They're not mocking. They really are believing it. Like, yo, I should be able to put this pentagram here and put that right next to your fruitcake. And again, why it's such a slope of slipperiness that will never be solved is because by doing that, whether by hook or crook or by laugh or serious, once it's out there, that's the satanic law of it, if you believe it exists, that once I show it to you, whether I'm going, here's a pentagram or here's a pentagram, it's activating it. It's literally lighting the fuse.
The Satanic Temple wants to put its own ministers in public schools in both Florida and Oklahoma. It's a move in opposition to conservative lawmakers in those states voting to allow religious chaplains to serve in schools, essentially as counselors.
Now let's talk about Kansas. In March, a satanic group held a black mass inside the state capitol.
That's
now
crazy.
They refer to the ritual as a mass. That's intentionally to create a parody or mock the Catholic mass. Now, the governor said...
So now it's a mock, but it is really a mass. Again, it goes back to my thing is porn. Actress can say she's acting, but you're really doing the things in the video. It doesn't mean you have the feelings, but it's actually being done. It's not acting. So you can act your emotions, but the actual physicalness is done. And this is physically being ritualized. So you can say you're doing it for a joke, but it's happening.
The event needed to move outside, and the group refused. And violence between the satanic group and counter-protesters erupted.
Where
the satanic leader was arrested, screaming, "Hail Satan!" Now, Team Satan is planning more protest inside the Capitol, and because this isn't just sick enough, the Satanic Temple has started an abortion branch. They want this recognized.
This is a protest that I bet everyone who's protesting, except a few, will want to shut down. I think even the wildest liberals will go, all right, too much. I think we'll band together. Can we band together against evil? What if free speech should be free speech, but what if it's evil free speech?
As a protected religious practice at both the federal and state level, and they want to be able to use this in some kind of satanic ritual. This is for real.
Yeah.
The Satanic Temple was founded in 2013, recognized as a religion by the IRS, so they are tax-free, and it takes direct aim at Christians. When Arkansas installed a statue of the Ten Commandments outside the state capitol, the Satanists erected a statue of Baphomet. The goat-headed figure was prominently displayed. It created the Hellions Academy as an alternative to Christian studies during school hours. Now, the mission of the Satanic Temple, according to its website, is to encourage benevolence, empathy, reject tyrannical authority, advocate practical common sense, oppose injustice, and undertake noble pursuits. Who writes this stuff? They must be laughing when they're writing this stuff. There's nothing noble, benevolent, or empathetic about encouraging any of the things that they're pushing. They're just offending people of faith and making a mockery of the First Amendment, and it is the antithesis of America's soul and sanity. It's godlessness, and it is out of control.
Mm-hmm.
I wrote a book saying we've got issues.
You understand that? Like, I know the word God scares people and freaks people out, and that's why I don't try to talk about it, but let's just take him out of it, or them out of it, or her out of it. Let's just talk about, I think it's even, you can't even say that because it turns people off. I think what we have to do is, let's just keep it really simple. Let's stay common sense here. Good energies, good vibes, positivity, wanting goodness in your area, your life, your world, wanting good things, being happier, you know, laughing. These are feeling good things. And wanting to surround yourself with dark energy and darkness and all this stuff, whether you believe it or just to mock people that want something more, is that making you feel fulfilled? And he says godlessness, and I agree with him, but it might turn some people off and say you're a Jesus freak. But literally, you have to use these terms from like the Bibles and stuff. I'm not trying to turn you off, but literally, our world is becoming Sodom and Gomorrah. It's already there. It's already there. And I'm telling you, I wish I was 30 years old right now to tell you this, because I would still say it at 30. I'm not old. I mean, my back hurts and I have a little bit of pain in my shoulder, but I'm not. I'm still minding of 30. Like, and when I was 30, it was just different. People didn't fist fight at Coffee Bean every day, and people didn't shit all the time in front of it. And if a girl came in sexy, it wasn't a G-string pulled out her ass and you saw her labia, or a dude coming in with 16 piercings in his nipple. Like, it was some of that, but it was like there's still mystery and a little bit of coyness. It wasn't like that in the early 2000s. That's not old. That's just, we've become shame. We have no shame. And it's okay to have a little shame, because that brings respect.
How to stand strong for America's soul and sanity. And boy, is this a good example of the fact that we've got issues.
We're going to really relish the opportunity to be represented in a public forum. We don't have a church on every street corner.
Mortimer. Though the temple went through the correct administrative channels to present in the rotunda, the display is getting pushback.
Now, First Amendment says these people can talk about this if they want to.
Mm-hmm.
They can talk about it, but there has to be barriers. There have to be guardrails. There have to be guidelines.
Mm-hmm.
And that doesn't mean we have to fund it, we have to empower it, we have to prominently place them where it is offensive to the sensibilities of everybody around.
Mm-hmm.
Having free speech is one thing. Amplifying free speech is another. Encouraging their message.
I don't see crosses in Trader Joe's or City Hall, so wherever a cross is not, you shouldn't have that.
Is another. Are they allowed to say what they want to say? Under the First Amendment, they can say what they want to say. But that doesn't mean that we have to lift it up. It doesn't mean we have to amplify it.
Yeah, I agree with
that. And it doesn't mean that we have to put it on an equal footing with everything else that's going on. It don't have to put it in front of the children. Don't have to amplify the message.
No.
This is clearly meant to harass. Do these people really believe this? Maybe they do. Maybe they're mentally ill. Maybe that's just the way they...
And by the way, that goes two ways. I don't think a lot of religion should be placed on children, satanic or Christian. That's going to piss off a lot of people, but I think children should just be children. Just innocent. Go outside. Play. Get in tune with nature. That's it. Just have their parents
believe, and they're entitled to do that. That doesn't mean we have to help them.
This is, I'm with Phil 1,000%. You know my views on it, and it's coming more and more to the forefront. So you tell me.
having said as clearly as possible that the anti-vax people seem to be the winners, I want you to hear that clearly. The anti-vax people appear to be the winners. The anti-vaxxers clearly are the winners at this point, and I think it'll probably stay that way.
Now, this is very sad. I think this video is from 2 years ago, and this is the creator of Dilbert. And I know that he just announced he has cancer, and I hope he's doing everything in his power to fight it. I do think he took the vax. You know, I don't know. I think this was before it. I don't know. I just feel bad because so many people are lied to.
And I don't want to put any shade on that whatsoever. They came out the best. They have the winning position. The unvaccinated have a current advantage because they feel better. The thing they're not worrying about is what I have to worry about, which is, I wonder if that vaccination 5 years from now.
That's sad. I think this was 2 years ago. It's sad.
Because really, the anti-vaxxers, I think, were really just distrustful of big companies and big government.
Mm-hmm.
That's never wrong.
Mm-hmm.
It's never wrong to distrust government.
Mm-hmm.
It's never wrong to distrust big companies. Right. So if you just took the position, let's just distrust everything the government did, well, you won. You won. You won completely. I did not end up in the right place.
Let me explain this to you. He just spurred a thought, which is, everything he's saying, I don't trust big government. I don't trust that. I didn't even pay attention to big government until this whole thing happened. But I'm going to say that people can go, you're cucking for Trump. You're cucking for Trump. I mean, you could say that. I don't think I am, but I liked him better than all the other choices. And I don't think of Trump as big government. I think of Trump as Trump. I think Trump is a businessman. And I think that he's made really successful deals. And I look at America as a business. And I think he wants to be a winner. And he's CEO. And so that's why I really like him. And he's like Arnold that way, who is successful in many fields. It's incredible. He's, again, he's also probably a one in a billion mind. And put him up there, put Arnold up there. I mean, I'm going back with through history here. So people would say, well, he's government. I actually don't think he's government. I think all the government came at him, and he was a lone animal that fought. And that's why he, to me, is an underdog. I don't see how people didn't see that. He's an outsider.
Agree? You would all agree with that, right? I did not end up in the right place. The right place would be natural immunity, no vaccination.
Mm-hmm.
You should take victory. And I should take defeat. We can agree on that, right?
He's so, like, just humble and open-minded about this. And like I said, I think this is before his diagnosis. I wish you nothing but the best. I hope, God, you beat this, Scott. And that's just sad. But more people should talk about, well, maybe they aren't so crazy. I hope you get better, bro. All right, so watch this one. I don't know this kid, but man. Now you tell me. I know I sound one-sided, but I just feel like the left is more annoying. But if a rainbow-colored-haired person went to the deep south and wanted to have pride, they should be able to do that. So if they get harassed like this, then it's equally as bad. But I feel like the news promotes this more than that. And I feel like being gay is accepted all over the world. It's pretty accepted now. Not everywhere, but gay is like, that's done. That is assimilated in society. Just being a gay man or a lesbian, that's done. That's easy. Now it's the sub levels of levels. Even in the gay community is going, all right, this, what are we doing here? I'm identifying as peach cobbler. You know what I'm saying? So that's where we get annoyed, people with my brain. But watch this kid. I don't know what he's there for, but he's just basically interviewing people talking about why you're protesting. So he's probably being like a Jamie Kennedy type.
Drop me off, my friend. I was trying to go to NYU, but they wouldn't accept me because they took your scholarship instead.
Yo, you're the worst kind of white boy, yo.
Oh, really?
So the first person to bring up race is her, white boy, yo. You're racist if you bring it up race. Here comes the older white guy virtue signaling to get young liberal pussy. That's what he's doing. He wants young liberal pussy.
Get the fuck out of here.
Say it. What do you want
to
say to him?
Get the fuck out of here.
Say it. Fuck white boys. Fuck white boys. Fuck white supremacy.
White boys. Okay. I'm sure he went mad at that.
Let me see. Fuck 12. Get the fuck out.
Fuck 12. What is that? A cop thing? That's a girl probably that's from Encino.
Yo, your privilege is so strong.
Know your privilege. A white lady saying that. Know your privilege. I'm white.
I have a judge. Go
to Alabama. I don't even think you're coming. No. That's countryist or statist. Alabama always gets fucking quoted. Have you been to Alabama? It's some of the best food, some of the nicest people, beautiful women, beautiful men, clean air, but it's getting. We owe Alabama an apology. The old hippies are bullshit artists. You don't have arms like that all day doing pull-ups on the fucking street bar because you don't have a job. You're just angry at the man all day selling dime bags because you want young liberal pussy. That's what these guys do. It's the same guys like, that guy's an asshole. I'll walk you home. He's a real prick. Let's just take this shortcut. White knights. I love the cops.
I'm not gonna touch you.
Because again, it's 9 against 1. He's not doing anything. He's not touching them. They're screaming in his ear, being crazy.
No, I can be right here. I can be right here.
Oh, God. Then they put a cowbell in his ear.
You feel good?
They're all probably
Fuck out of here, punk bitch! Fuck out of here! Leave! Go! The fuck out! Hey, I can be here, sir. I've been ready to leave.
That long-haired hippie.
A little bit, but I'm all right. I'm all right.
Like he's saying, don't do anything. He said, fuck it, arrest him.
Don't touch him. Don't put that stuff in his ears. I'm telling you now. You're potentially harassing him. We're going to come in and make arrest.
Make your dick feel bigger for fucking having the cops protect you?
Does it embarrass you?
No, it doesn't.
You're crazy.
You're in the public. You're shoving a camera in my face, man. Look
at that. Premenstrual.
I'm so worried.
Oh, that's shitty.
One of the Paul brothers. It's
Go ahead. Tell us your name while you're at it.
Nick Shirley. Go ahead and subscribe.
I love it. He does his YouTube.
Yo, go back to Old Westbury.
Old Westbury. What's that?
Westbury. A nice island.
I wish I had a trust fund.
It's a nice city.
Jeez, wow. We're staying right here.
Good for you, bro.
I got really great parents, actually.
No, your mom did not teach you right.
Oh, Brooker T. Jones, she's the GOAT. I got the best mom in the world. Best mom in the world. She loves me. She calls me every day.
Yeah.
I got a great mom.
My back.
Look, I'm fucking rallying against the protesters, right? So am I a hypocrite because I'm supporting him? But he's not even protesting against you. He's just asking you questions. And as a protester, you don't like that he's in your face. So who's the hypocrite, me or you? Or can we meet in the middle and go, yeah, I'm annoying when I throw a lime scooter off a bridge. He's annoying that he's in a group of people that don't agree with him and he's just trying to ask some questions. What's worse? Come on. I'm telling you, I have a good Spidey sense here, and I'm just telling you, these people are more annoying than him. Plus, bringing up his mom. Why are people so weird and evil? Like, stop being so personal. Like, anyone can find anything bad about you, and it will make you cry. So it's like, don't fuck with people. Like, unless you can really take the heat. Oh, apparently death doesn't exist. It says that death is now not existing because of quantum death, which is Bobby Lee talked about this. And that's basically a transition. So when you die, you just leave this reality and you go over to that reality, but it's not like this whole other place. It's just, it's not like, oh God, I'm not there, I'm in heaven, I'm just here. So you basically have to just make peace with you that you're not your body, you're not your possessions, you're not anything. You're your consciousness, you're your this. Whatever this is, this area, you want to say your head, your brain, that's who you are. Your motherboard apparently can take on, go to many universes. This is interesting. I saw this. Now, I don't know what this means, but I took a guess at it, and I think I do know what it means. What I think this means is crazy. Because that's me, and that's 5 hours of makeup, and this is a super close shot, and it was a special effect, and it was... I did 17 different takes, and I'm going to show them to you and put them out to show you the different takes I've done. But this was the one the studio wanted, and there wasn't really any jokes or any bite or anything to it. As I've gotten older, I've started to believe that they put me in this movie to shut me up. Because I had two offers at the time. I had a $1 million offer for Without a Paddle, and Seth Green was already attached, and the producer sat with me in Paramount and said, we really like Dax Shepard as the rebel riding motorcycle guy, and you'll be the other guy. And they come to me, actually came to me first and said, we like you, then we want to go to Seth. And I said, okay. And I said, I love the director. I think it's a good idea. I was thinking about the script. But it was the first time in my life where I ever had any juice. I had juice, but this was juice. And so I sat with a very big producer, and I was the hot girl of the day. And I just finished my second season of my show. Malibu's came out. It was this baby hit. And he says, $1 million. This is what it is. I'm going to go to New Zealand for 4 months. And I said, that sounds amazing. But I got this other thing. And this New Line just kept pursuing me and pursuing me and pursuing me. And I said, it's a long story. I could talk about another thing. But I said, I really don't want to follow in the footsteps. Can I make it? And they said, you're just going to be your own thing. Just picks up the mask. And he does it Jamie Kennedy style. Just like if he picks up the mask, he's going to do it, you know, Kevin Hart style, or everyone, whatever your comedic sensibilities are, which mine at the time were very defined, is playing characters in makeup. That's what the movie was. And then I kept saying no. I said no multiple times, and then they offered me much more money, and I had a team that was split down the middle, and both sides became huge. The one team that said do it now represents, you know, the biggest stars in the world. And the other side, who said, don't do it, partially reps some of the biggest stars in the world and partially reps some of the really talented women in the world. So that whole team broke up. It was a whole thing, and then that broke up again. So the four players are all different places now, but they're all powerhouses. Long story boring is the movie never got made the way I wanted it to. Partially, my voice was in there. Never got made the way Larry, the director, wanted it to. I mean, the director's incredible. I think I'm pretty great. The team we had was incredible. The script needed work, but the writers were incredible. They just had to be allowed to write what they write. And it got destroyed. And what if... I'm telling you, I had the producers come to Kimmel all the time, the executives telling me to do this movie. And I'm like, I don't know if I want to do this movie. And I already had money in the bank and the name and, you know. And Matt Lillard ended up doing my part in Without a Paddle. And that's funny because I've gone up against Matt at least 10 times and I think he's probably gotten 8 out of 10 parts. There's two times where I might have been first choice. So Matt has a very good track record against me and other guys in town. But he's, you know, he's different. But we have a very similar sensibilities in the sense that we're funny. Matt is extremely funny and extremely physical and very unique. So, you know, I want to say Ryan Reynolds was in this mix too. I know it's hard for people to believe that stuff, but we all start somewhere and we're all growing together and then things have different things. But the bottom line is this fucking tweet got me and people kind of agreed with this guy and basically said it's King Duker. Is the plot of Son of the Mass just cucking at Jamie Kennedy? Meaning, did my character become a cuck? Kind of. But my wife was sweet in it, and she was not demanding. She was cool. And she wanted to support her man's dream of being an artist. So that was not cucking. She was supporting him. But she wanted to have a baby, and he wasn't ready. But, you know, I'm sure most men are like that. And then you become more adult as you do it. The movie has a lot of feel-good moments in there and heartfelt moments, I feel, that you never got to see. And then... But what if the town is inherently dark and they knew that they could not corrupt me? So they said, let's fucking ruin his career. I'm just saying. Is that crazy? What if I am a starseed? I have to say I'm a starseed somehow, right? Because I'm not just part of the salmon. I have definitely risen above. Just a thought. Here's a good one.
Oh, there's more. Look at this. They just keep coming.
Go inside! Get inside! Get inside!
So why isn't a news station being responsible? What is the issue with the news stations, okay? If you're CNN, MSNBC, Fox, whatever you are, I guess maybe you do it, but you have to take a clip of everyone complaining. I guess Fox does do it. I think Fox does it. And CNN does it the other way. But this is not right or left. This is common sense news, okay? Look, they're complaining about the National Guard. Now, remember, 2020, it's all written right there. Tim Walz, hey there, hi there, who's this jackrabbit? Hired the National Guard. And tell me if they were not more aggressive to people during an outbreak of COVID, which we didn't know what it was, than they were... towards people that were burning Waymos. Now tell me who they were more gentle with.
Get inside! Get in your house now! Let's go!
I haven't seen one video of the guards doing that.
Come out! Go inside now! Get in the house!
Get in, get in, get in, get in, get in, get in! Get in. Get in. Get in!
Oh, God, that hurt.
Are you okay?
Right on the fucking crotch.
Are you okay?
Oh,
you got it?
Oh, God, yeah. Poor kid.
They're fucked for that, dude. What?
Okay.
Look at this, man. That's all you need to know. Okay? If Tim Walz said, I employed the guard in 2020. I was crazy. I fucking, that was wild for me. I can see why you went to National Guard here for this. If people can just admit their false mistakes, then we'll have more trust in government. And if liberals and the right, but I still think it's the liberals that are more, can go, yes, that is stupid. You're right. So we are getting extra hyper for this when this happened. If you can say that, it's all about admitting when something is wrong. And I just don't think people are doing that right now. And I know it happens on both sides, but for some reason, it just liberals annoy me more. Do you agree? Like, this is an example.
What is a woman?
God, this guy's really making the rounds.
What is a woman is the question.
I love this lady.
I'm not sure I understand the
question. I love this lady. A woman is the woman asking the question.
Well, that.
Look at her.
What do you want me to say? This is.
She's amazing. Look at her. Confident, tough.
I want you to say that a woman like me is an adult human female, that men become women. You guys are the party of violence, and you're the party erasing women. You don't respect us. You're a bigot. You're a misogynist. You're a sexist. Mr. Chairman, I yield back.
It's true. If you can't define what a woman is, you're erasing them. What is a woman? It's so dumb to say it's an adult female. No, a woman is a lady with a natural puss. It's that simple. Why do we have to be so specific? It's a lady that was born with puss and boobs. That's it. And that doesn't mean that trans people cannot become their version of a woman. But they're not the original formula woman. But they can still dress and do everything and say, I'm being a woman. But they have to understand that the original woman is still what we consider a woman. It doesn't mean we don't consider you a woman. We consider you a woman, like a woman version. You know, there's the original women or women A and women, the new trans women. And it's beautiful and you can fool and you can change your whole thing. Not even fool. I'm saying the ones that don't go to surgery, but people will change everything. It's not a diss to you. I'm just telling you, you're a woman B. You're just, it's just a little different version. There's nothing wrong with that. I know multiple trans, there's a woman I'm thinking of right now. She's always in my feed, by the way. She's got a lot of opinions. She's very sweet. She's very aggressive. And if I never knew, I would have never known she was a man. She's completely the benchmark of transitioning and completely looking like a woman. Now, it doesn't mean she'll be accepted by some women and some women will accept her, but I believe that she really loves being a woman and feminine and all that stuff. And she just was born in a different way and she went the whole mile. So, and I think she's reasonable in her beliefs. I'm tired, but I'm going to do this last one. This is just basically has to be ISIS, right? This has to be Antifa, right? None of these people have jobs. These are paid freaks. These are job boards that you get. These are the super hidden job boards. These are the outcasts of society. Okay, so if you don't believe in this country, you have to leave it. Look at all these pussies around. Not one person stopping them. You're just such a confused person. Don't even know what they are. Look at them. I apologize to the military, and I apologize to any armed service person that has to see this. I thank you for your service, and I'm very, 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 very sorry. That's going to get me a little bit emotional. You want to realize, you want to know why I'm becoming the way I am? It's because you're pushing me. You're pushing me. Just sick behavior. Go overseas. See the atrocities that other countries commit on their own people. Yeah, we have a lot of problems in this country. We're fucked up, okay? But we have it better than anywhere. Go to the Horn of Africa. Call me. Go to Crimea. Okay. Go to parts of South America. All right. Go to the Eastern Bloc. Okay. Go there. Go to the dark corners of Europe. Go to China. Walk around the borders of North Korea. I'm not a patriot. I'm not a soldier. I'm not anything. But you're pushing me to become one because of this sickness, man. We are a fucking, a beautiful, unbelievable country of abundance. And this dark sickness of this world, which I'm really starting to believe is literally Satan's playground, whether he's a person or an entity or an energy, and then God said, take the earth and fucking you do it. And now we're, because I feel like everything in this world we have to start from, we have to fight for, as opposed to just waking up on a bed of Twinkies. It's always thumbtacks. And it's like people like me move through it. And I'm like, ow, ow, ow. Life is good. Ow, ow. We got Uber. We've got Postmates. Shit, they're droning fucking Dave's Hot Chicken down to you now. Amazon, same day delivery. Like, you can make money online. Fucking diseases are terrible, but we're figuring out ways to fight them. Like, what? What are we doing here? That's not real. You're not real who did that. You're paid. You're taking money off of groups that want to fucking fuck with us. They want to destroy us. They don't like the West because we have New Kids on the Block and McDonald's and we have free values and we're free. We're a place where we can fucking allow people to worship the devil, even though I don't agree with it. They have the freedom to do that. You're really trying to make me a fucking soldier, man. Like, you, people say, oh, you're D-list, you're F-list, you're not relevant. Like, you just, anyone who has an opinion don't agree with you, they're just not relevant. Like, what is, I don't deserve to talk? And if I'm not relevant, just don't comment. Why do 22,000 people comment against me? Clearly, I've sparked a thought in you. I'm not looking for your approval. I'm looking to appeal to your sense. Anyone can look at me and know that I'm not a bad guy. I'm a strong guy. I'm an opinionated guy. I'm a psycho at times, but I'm not a bad guy. And I push people. The people that don't like me really have never sat and had a cup of coffee with me or a cup of tea. I would disarm you. I would be able to make you laugh or make you think. And if I don't, then you're too far gone or we just don't vibe. But the people that like me. And that's why I want to surround myself by. And I want to have my life the way I want it. And you can have your life the way you want it. Just don't get mad at me for living my life. And I'm not mad at you for living your life. But we live in a place That's America. And we're guests. And we all have to respect it. Have a good night.